With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The trial that has kept former President Trump tied up in a Manhattan courtroom for more than a month is nearing an end.
With the testimony phase over, the Trump criminal trial shifts to closing arguments. Starting today, prosecutors and defense lawyers will have their final opportunity to address the jury. After that, it will be up to 12 jurors to decide whether prosecutors have proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Trump falsified his company's business records as part of a broader effort to keep embarrassing stories from becoming public during his 2016 presidential campaign. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A series of powerful storms across the central and southern U.S. over the long holiday weekend killed at least 23 people, left behind a wide path of shattered homes, businesses, and numerous power outages. Also at SRNNews.com, a deadly Gaza airstrike ramps up the pressure on Israel to hit the brakes on its war on Hamas terror.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a tragic mistake was made in an Israeli strike in the southern Gaza city of Rafah that set fire to a camp housing displaced Palestinians and, according to local officials, killed at least 45 people. Netanyahu did not elaborate on the error. Israel's military had initially said it's carried out a precise airstrike on a Hamas compound, killing two senior militants. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Ireland, Spain, and Norway about to officially recognize a Palestinian state. They'll do so today. It's a move that Israel says telegraphs a message that terrorism pays. Boston advances to the NBA Finals for game 105-102 sweep of the Indiana Pacers. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 44 points, NASDAQ futures 53 points higher. This is SRN News. Some good news in the war on pornography.
Ian Henderson is founder of the Naked Truth Project, a Christian ministry that fights porn in the United Kingdom. He's been at it for 10 years, and he tells Christian Today that even non-believers are coming around. Henderson says, quote, I think more and more people are beginning to recognize the addictive nature of porn and its negative impact. He adds that churches are also much more aware of the problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana Republican Governor Jeff Landry has signed a first-of-its-kind bill classifying two abortion-inducing drugs as controlled and dangerous substances. Supporters of that legislation say it's designed to protect expectant mothers from coerced abortions. The Louisiana bill passed through the legislature even as the nation awaits a final decision from the U.S. Supreme Court on an effort to restrict access to one commonly used abortion drug. The new law is set to go into effect in Louisiana on the 1st of October. This is SRN News. The free market trying to compensate for the ravages of inflation that has decimated our pocketbooks over the past several years.
As the weather heats up, major retailers are stepping up discounts, hoping to entice shoppers into opening their wallets. Target, Walmart, and other chains have rolled out price cuts, some permanent, others temporary, with the goal of giving their customers some relief. The reductions, which mostly involve groceries, are getting introduced as inflation showed its first sign of easing this year. But it's not enough for consumers who are struggling to pay for basic necessities as well as rent and car insurance. I'm Shelley Adler.
It's more proof, and perhaps it is the best evidence, that artificial intelligence really is the next big thing. A group of investors will put up $6 billion to fund development of artificial intelligence by Elon Musk's X AI. More details at SRNNews.com.